Catch up on The Conversation. Listen via the BBC Sounds app.
Mornings with Kay Adams on BBC Radio Scotland.
Now, breaking news, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has given his 12-year-old daughter a mobile phone. Apparently, that is the right age as far as he's concerned. I mean, it is a question that lots of parents juggle with. What is the right age? Particularly, I think, now that we are discussing more and more and more the potential hazards and dangers of the digital world. Rishi Sunak's comments, I don't know how he got drawn into this conversation, but he has been drawn into it. His comments come as the government online safety bill is being debated at Westminster, so it's very much a kind of live issue. If you've had to make that decision, and I'm sure lots of you will, what was the right age for you? 80295, do drop us a text. Leanne McGuire is the chair of the Glasgow City Parents Group. Morning, Leanne.
Hi, Kay.
Good morning. We're also joined by Fevzi Turkalp, who is a technology journalist, host of the Gadget Detective podcast. Hi, Fevzi.
Hello.
Hello. So, Leanne, you, I presume, have been through this. What's the right age in your view?
Yeah, so, I mean, I can give you the reason why my daughter got hers. So I think she was maybe about 11. I just remember it was primary 7, and it was mainly because she wanted to walk to school and back on her own. And I was just a bit concerned about that. So I said, right, well, in the condition that I give you a mobile phone and then you text me when you arrive and when you're leaving. So for me, it was more of a kind of safety aspect.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure lots and lots of people, and in fact, I will chime in on you on that one, Leanne. You somehow feel safer when you have some way to contact them, which, of course, our own parents didn't have. You went out the door and they had no way of contacting you, but, you know, times have changed. I mean, alongside that, did you have any concerns about her having a mobile phone at that age, given, I mean, presumably it was a smartphone, so she had access to the internet through it?
Yeah, and I mean, she's now 16 and our conversations still continue about online safety. I think we're in a bit of a difficult situation at the moment because we've got parents ages with us, Kate, who didn't grow up with smartphones, and we've got parents that maybe a bit younger that were just kind of starting to get into the whole internet of their phones. So we have not had to be used to like giving our kids these devices and know what we're actually giving them. And so I think there's sometimes a bit of a lack of awareness and knowledge of what you're actually handing your child. And that's what the problem is sometimes at the moment.
Well yes. And, you know, the government's online safety bill is being debated at Westminster. There's some concern that it is being kind of watered down. There's lots of people who would like to see it stronger than it is. But Fevzi, you know, it concentrates on the minds of us all to be aware of the potential dangers of giving young children really unfettered access to the internet.
Yeah. And you touched upon an interesting point, because that first stage with a mobile phone could be a feature phone, a non-smartphone. You can get ones that will do, you know, texting calls, obviously. You even get ones that have limited access to the internet, but not everything. So, you know, if you can negotiate that with your child, you know, you're doing well. I mean, Ofcom data, it's interesting. At age 9, 44% of 9-year-olds have a phone, but that rises to 91% by age 11.
Really?
So Rishi Sunak, having held off till 12, has arguably done quite well. This is difficult. Clearly, there can be benefits to mobile phone use, safety, social inclusion, the ability to do research and you know, have information. These are remarkable tools, but at the same time, you know, there is evidence to suggest that teenagers may be particularly sensitive to social media feedback, that, you know, certain developmental changes during adolescence can mean that people are more sensitive to status and social relationships, which makes social media use much more stressful for adolescents, although I think arguably stressful for all of us these days. But I think it's the relationship between the parent and the child, the open discussion, getting the child to show you how they use it. I say child, can be, you know, a young person. Getting to show you how they use it, what they use. There are little technological things that you can do, which at best are part of the solution. You can ban access to particular apps. You can monitor screen time. You can monitor time on particular apps. You can do spot checks in front of the child, but not in secret. Mm-hmm. These things can all be done. I would just say that there is the other element that people often miss, that the science on the safety of mobile phone use, and particularly for younger people, is incomplete. And part of the reason it's incomplete is the technology keeps changing. You know, with every G we go, 2G, 3G, 4G, the potential risk of the actual radiation from these devices is unknown. And the UK Health Security Agency just advises that excessive use of mobile phones by children should be discouraged, and that we should all try not to place mobile phones, limit the time we place them against our ears if we are going to use them, particularly for calls, either hands-free kits or speaker phones, because the further the device is away from you, the less radiation you absorb. So,
gosh, that's interesting, because that is certainly a matter of concern that we discussed a few years ago, but we kind of forgot about that risk, but clearly it's still very much on the radar, if you forgive the pun. Leanne, I'm just wondering, you know, given that safety was your primary concern, and had you said to your daughter when she did get her phone in primary 7, here's a dumb phone rather than a smartphone, what would the reaction have been?
I mean, bear in mind this was, 7 years ago, so I don't think smartphones were as prevalent as they are now.
As they are.
So I might have gotten away with it. She was quite easy to please when she was younger. But speaking to parents nowadays, I think there is a lot of peer pressure in terms of if everybody, I mean, you always hear the line, everybody in my class has got an iPhone, or everybody in my class has got a smartphone. And that can put a lot of pressure on a parent, because being a child, it is tough at times, and as a parent you always want to give your child the best and not have them stand out from the crowd. But certainly as a parent, when you're handing that device, whether it is a smartphone or a games console, I think you also have a bit of a responsibility to know how that device works and what is within that device and the potential risks.
Unfortunately, what we don't know is how it works with their brain, because we're not in their brain. I mean, Fevzi, as quick as anything, because we're out of time, but do you think there will ever come a day in the future that we look back and think, what were we thinking?
Yes, but by then we'll all have them implanted in our brains, so it'll be a moot point.
Oh, good. Happy days. Lots to look forward to. Fevzi, thank you very much indeed. Fevzi Turkalp there from the Gadget Detective podcast. And thanks also to Leanne McGuire, chair of the Glasgow City Parents Group. And interesting that Rishi Sunak apparently held off pretty well, that 91% of 11-year-olds have a mobile phone. There you go. I'm pretty King Canute in asking that question. Will we ever look back and regret? The cat is very much out the bag.